Oh, Gillespie's. Oh dear.
Gillespie what?
And he's a high school graduate.
Do you know anything about his ancestors?
No, I don't.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. What would you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper? Around 3 or 4?
Evening.
Okay. And what about the time of day when the sun first appears?
Sunday.
What would you call the time of day when the sun goes down?
Sunset.
If there's been a storm and the rain stops and the clouds are clearing up and the sun's coming out, what would you say the weather is doing?
Clear.
Okay. What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last very long?
Downpour.
What do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
The
shelf over a fireplace?
Mantle.
And what about the things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
Fire logs. No, fire. What those? Andiron. Or what are those called? Andiron,
some people call them.
Okay,
well, if you can think of anything else, tell me, okay? Anytime, that's fine. Because we just need to know anything that you would use, right? Okay, what do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Splinters.
And if there are particularly rich pieces, little chips, what would you call those?
Oh, light wood.
Okay. What do you call a place with a rod and hangers for hanging clothes?
Yeah,
well, where you have a rod, a long rod and hangers for hanging clothes up?
I had trouble with that one yesterday.
In your bedroom where you put your clothes? Okay.
Now, you say, I've got to go to and get my dress out.
Cause, I thought,
sure.
You said the rod.
I meant a place, I'm sorry. Some of these are just so, they're such household words that people can't think of them. That's a terrible one.
But I could think of nothing but that rod that goes across.
Yeah, would you have a name for one that's movable? Place for clothes that's movable. What do you call the overlap?
Oh, a chiffon, is that what you mean?
Oh, sure. Anything that you would use. Okay. What would you call the overlapping boards on the outside of a house?
Weatherboard.
What would you call the covered area at the front or side of a house where some chairs might be placed?
Porch.
Okay. And let's see. If you had a small porch that didn't have a roof, would you have another name for that?
Yes, the patio.
Okay. What would you call a small fenced area next to a barn where cows are kept before milking? So would I. I'm glad this lady has a sense of humor because I was going to say some of these things.
Listen, I don't know some of these.
Real.
And when we get to one question, I'll show you. I'm so ignorant on it, it's ridiculous. I had to get her help yesterday.
Okay. What would you call a wall or fence made of rocks or stones?
Rock fence.
Okay, what would you call a large wooden vessel that's open at the top that you carry water or milk in?
Pail.
Okay, and if the same thing were made out of metal,